perhaps the nekuda, the halachas when it comes to aspein, we mentioned a few nekudas about the person's personality. Perhaps just a few quick nekudas. Perhaps the nekuda that stands out most in my mind, and maybe should to yours, is he was an incredibly strong link of the Masorah. On the one hand, if you ever wanted to understand what Slabodka is about, the man was a melech. If you remember Purim night, he walks in, the whole Chadarocha puts all of their focus on no one but him, Yomimayim Melech Tosef. So, the man was a melech. Walking around, I remember there was he broke his foot about 6 or 7 years ago, he walked around with a cane, just searched for some sort of loyalty. The hat, the jacket. He treats himself as, he held himself with an incredible amount of dignity. The real embodiment of Slabodka, that you're a Ben Melech, you look and you act and you dress that way. Cufflings made out of gold, always a clean pressed shirt. He was a man who took care of himself. And on the one hand, he really, out of anyone I've ever met in my life, he captured Slabodka more than anyone, and I've met several. He was a Slabodka man. Slabodka was all about godless Adam. It was all about saying wise things. And he captured Slabodka, and he captured it in an unparalleled way. The other notable personality he wore, so to speak, was he was an Eretz Yisrael Rav. On the one hand, he never left Eretz Yisrael in his life, not even to go to Eilat. Machlokas if it's Eretz Yisrael or not. He was one of the most central figures in building the Hasidic movement, whether it was his earlier days being a Mashkiach in Kerem Yavne, whether it was opening up, founding Yeshiva Dakota, which was one of the first Hasidic yeshivas in existence, I think one of the top 3, 4, 5 in terms of history behind Kerem Yavne. Builder of the Hasidic movement, one of the flagship yeshivas for years, he would always joke around that there's no yeshiva out there that has produced more dayanim than Yeshiva Dakota except for Kerem Yavne. It's only because they got a few years on us. Half jokingly and half a sense of pride. On the one hand, building Eretz Yisrael, building Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael, building big Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. With Eretz Yisrael, jokes and perspective, and simultaneously the connection to the past. You may have felt a little bit of the Yom Daran. I'm nervous to see this coming Yom Kippur. Who's going to sing, or is everyone let's say you? Who's going to sing with Hadari's shadow? Who's going to try to fill his shoes? I wouldn't want to do that. Bringing Rav Huttner to the yeshiva, the connection to Gedolim growing up with Tzvi Yehuda. He symbolized the connection to the past. I remember what I heard this story one time. He was out of writing, he was reading the Ksuvah. And David Ben-Gurion walked over to me after the wedding, after the chuppah. I could stop the story right there. That's cool already. And David Ben-Gurion said to him, why do you read the ksuvah in Aramaic? Why not read it in modern Hebrew? And Rav Hadari explained to him, maybe what I think the capture of the synthesis of who he was, which is on the one hand, we're progressing forward, and we return to Eretz Yisrael. And it's a unique time in world history. And simultaneously, we're very much connected to Masorah. We're very much in the shadow of the Gedolim of the previous generations. I remember one time I told Rav Hadari I was going to visit Prague. He told me, am I going to see the Altanai Synagogue? I said, absolutely. He said, you're going to go visit the Kever of the Nozbi Yehuda? I said, yes. He started giving me detailed descriptions of who's buried where in the cemetery, and had not to miss this important gadol who no one knew who he was, because he only wrote Sifrei Machshava, and where he was buried. I was blown away from a man who had never left Eretz Yisrael, his unbelievable detailed understanding of what Prague geographically looked like, who the gadolim of Prague were, the different details of the Altanai synagogue. I was blown away. His knowledge of history, his knowledge of geography. He knew a lot of Gemara. But he was a gadol in Machshav. He was a gadol in Tanakh. He was a gadol in Machshav Yisrael. He was a gadol in history. Off the charts. Jokes about where in Tanakh does it say this? Eser Pa'amim. Boom, 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 boom. Efod Mafia B'Chazal Muzak Kazeh. You know, where else do you find a Chazal this idea? Knowledge of Midrashim. I think the synthesis of, on the one hand, looking and dressing like a European, which is what he looked and dressed like, telling stories of Gedolim from yesteryear, who all his rabbis came from Europe. He was one of the only European Gedolim who was born in Eretz Yisrael and raised a Hesder Yeshiva, built a Hesder Yeshiva, one that connects to Mesorah but simultaneously embraces the challenges of the world we live in. And that's one particular nekuda I wanted to capture. The second nekuda was an unbelievable sense of integrity, to the point sometimes of stubbornness. He would not compromise on his values. Not compromise on the values. And there are those who are critical of him in certain areas. He wouldn't want to fundraise. With Rosh Yeshiva's job is to be in Torah. Wouldn't ask for a dime. Wasn't his style. No. Someone else. The Rosh Yeshiva should not be seen as that. His job is, part of Slobodka, his job is to be seen as serious chashuv rav. The integrity in how he learned. Another example, I just lost it for a moment. His integrity of stepping down. He was Rosh Yeshiva twice. He was Rosh Yeshiva, and he stopped becoming Rosh Yeshiva. They brought in someone new. They brought in another person new. There was a whole big mess. And they hired him again for 2 more years. And then he stepped down again. The reason why he stepped down the first time, I wasn't, this was before my time. I wasn't there. He gave a sikha. Something like polka dotted socks. He says, this generation wears polka dotted socks. My generation, I didn't do it. If I'm not relevant enough to understand the generation, it's time to bring in someone new. He felt more important than he have the job is the right person to have the job. Same in flexibility. What was true, what was pure, what was genuine, what was embassy, what he deeply valued. A connection to Mesorah, a connection to Gedolei Torah. I remember when Lichtenstein had that passed away, Rav Hadari gathered everyone in the big classroom, one flight down. 7, 8, whatever room that is, both of them maybe even. 6, big classroom 6. And he spoke about Lichtenstein's style of personality, what he did, and how he was brisk, and how he synthesized. And I just sat there listening. I'm like, I'm not sure how many conversations the two of them had. He just had an unbelievably deep understanding of people, a deep sense of the world, of wisdom, of history, of different schools of thought. Rav Tzicki told me he went to go visit Rav Hadari yesterday in the hospital. He goes, I always get along. We have the same Galatziana side to us. Frankly, I'm a Galatziana. I don't even know what Galatziana side is. I have an American side, a little bit of a brisker side. I didn't know what the Galatziana side was. Tzicki tried to explain to me, I didn't fully get it. I said, how could Rav Hadari have anything besides Slobodka? Rav Hadari was a big man. If you gain something in Yeshiva Kotel right off the bat, you'll have a tremendous Hakarat HaTov. If you gain something in the Hesder world, if you had any Rebbein who learned in Hakotel, or had a connection to Hakotel, Karen Biavli for that matter, you owe an incredible amount. If you appreciate the synthesis of connection to Mesorah and what Europe had to offer, but simultaneously a willingness to embrace the world, to remember the past and dream about the future, to stay connected to the past and dream about bringing the Geula. In terms of Gedola Yisrael, who have helped facilitate and bring that ideology closer to the world, he was certainly one of the major giants in that world. I remember I have a cousin who told me that when Lester C. Finkel passed away in the mirror, everyone put up signs that we should all learn a little more, because there's less Torah in the world, we have to help offset that imbalance. I guess my response is threefold. Number one, same thing. There's less Torah in the world, and therefore we should be learning more to help offset that imbalance. Number two, there's less godless in the world. The man was a godless. Everything was begotless. Again, a sense of malchus. You walked in, the man took himself incredibly seriously because he took everything he stood for seriously. And perhaps to help offset the imbalance, particularly in the world, more particularly in our yeshiva, should also pick up a little bit more godless. What we do, who we are, who we become, what we believe in, should be taken seriously. And number three, the ability to connect to Masorah, the ability to learn from our Gedolim, the ability to connect to previous generations, the Chayim Mosalanji, Psukim and Hazinu, that tell us to learn from the Zakenim and the Gedolim, the previous generations, on the one hand. And not just to learn from them as a history book, but to embody the values that they subscribe to, taught, who they embody, into who we are so we can bring a better future to the world. Some Levaya information will be posted a little bit later on today. And we should celebrate Smachot as individuals, as a group, as yeshiva, and as Kleistra.